A new play reveals something a lot of people may not know about New York City's Central Park. People used to live there, and in the 1850s, a predominantly black community was forced to move from the land. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports on that history and the story it's inspired on stage. And we should note, too, that there's some offensive language here.
It was called Seneca Village, though no one knows for sure if it was named after the Roman philosopher or the Native American nation. We do know about 300 people called it home beginning in the 1820s. There were some Irish and German immigrants, but mainly free African Americans. Cynthia Copeland is one of the lead researchers of the site with the Seneca Village Project. She says its residents were targeted with insults in newspapers, including racial slurs.
They literally called them tramps, squatters, thieves, lowlifes. They referred to Seneca Village as Nigger Village.
The New York Times described them as stubborn insects. Copeland says it was part of a smear campaign to help justify destroying people's property, using eminent domain to make way for what would become the most visited city park in the country. She found evidence of Seneca Village on the park's west side.
And let's see if we can still see one of our surveyor marks on the tree.
Copeland scans a pine tree on a dusty field. A few years ago, this is where she and some archaeologists carefully excavated, guided by old maps, title deeds, and census records. They found shards of porcelain, a small leather shoe, and a stone foundation.
There were churches here. There were schools here. There were 2- and 3-story framed houses. That's why this is an incredible story. This is a story of early land ownership by African Americans.
All right, so why don't we just start at the top again and we'll just keep working through it.
Actors at premier stages at New Jersey's Kane University are now retelling the story of Seneca Village in a new play called The People Before the Park. It's set a few years after New York lawmakers approved taking over the private property. In one scene, a shoe merchant tries to convince a young neighbor to pressure the city to pay them more to leave their homes.
When Papa returns, I'll tell him you paid a visit.
Jonas, this is urgent. This is our home, a safe place.
Keith Joseph Atkins wrote the play. He says that Seneca Village was an important refuge for many black residents from the racism of 19th century life in New York.
It meant that they would be free to go about life the way they wanted, wake up, do whatever they want, go to sleep, you know, just to have a simple, peaceful life.
Atkins created fictional characters based on his research on the community. The play's main character is a 42-year-old oysterman and a New Yorker going back 6 generations. His name is Stephen Van Cleef, and he lives with his son Jonas in a 1-story house with a porch. His wife has gone missing, and he's worried she'll never find them again if they leave Seneca Village.
I'm not going anywhere, all right? Not selling, not going, full value or not.
Later, in the play's last scene, he's confronted outside his home by a police officer with a billy club. Actor Billy Eugene Jones plays the role of Stephen Van Cleef. He says audiences can assume his character does eventually leave. Because, after all, spoiler alert,
you know, Central Park is there. And so there is no kind of waiting mystery like, I wonder if they're going to build a park.
Still, the play offers moments of tension between neighbors, lovers, parents, and their children. Jones says it's a chance to meet people whose stories have been forgotten.
Somehow somebody found a piece of paper. Somehow somebody found patterns of stone in Central Park. And they said, oh, wow, what was this? And then people started to have these people live again.
This time, on stage, The People Before the Park is premiering tonight. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.